I'm Afia.
And I'm Shania.
And this is the We Don't Buy podcast.
We talk about social media, pop culture, and our social lives.
We also have a Patreon where you can access extra content and funny ass stories at patreon.com/WeDon'tBuyPod.
All right. So how was your week? How did everything go?
My week was boring, but yesterday I went to the Mac Ayers concert. Ooh. And it was so cute and fun.
Oh, I'm so glad you enjoy it. Literally, the last time we went to a Mac Ayers concert, I was so unhappy.
I know. I was like, oh, no, this is so sick.
It was just so bad for me. I like music, but, like, not enough to go to concerts. Like, it's never that deep.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just very situational. People just don't like, you know, being with all the people next to you, like, being crowded. Like,
don't like standing up, like, for breaks. Like,
well. Right. My feet were hurting so bad because we had to stand in line before the concert too, so
sure.
Like, wow. But I went with my brother and it was his first concert.
His first concert ever?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right. And he was like, I don't know why, but I feel uncomfortable right now. And I'm like, why?
He said he feels comfortable or uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable.
I mean, yeah, it's a very uncomfortable vibe.
Right. I'm like, it's okay. Like, just chill out. Once the music starts, like, you'll be fine. And it was fine. So it was good.
Yeah, like, once the music starts, I guess it gets better. But honestly, the feet pain I was experiencing, like, it wasn't worth it. Like, when I can really just stay in my house and listen to that shit on my phone, like, I don't even know this white man. Like, you know, when I see people's face, it doesn't do shit for me because it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really give a fuck about seeing your face. I don't know you.
I'm screaming.
I'm like, okay. Cute.
But yeah, it was cute. And he's really good live. So yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, he could really sing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much all I did. How about you?
I worked and suffered for school as usual.
Cute.
You remember when you sent me that shit? The dispensary jaunt?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I actually went there and it was like two women in there and they were so cool. Honestly, the pre-rolls, they're pretty cheap. I'm like, what? And the weed is good.
Slay.
Like, what? And then those drinks, honestly, the drink, like, that's just, it really don't hit like that. The drink is not hitting like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't put that much. It was, like, some small-ass amount. Then they put CBD. Like, bitch, stop with that CBD bullshit. Like,
right.
That don't do nothing for me. The drink, it was cute, I guess, but it's just sparkling water for real. Like,
mm-hmm.
But the place was cute. Like, the vibe was nice.
I love that.
Yeah, it was, like, green. You know, it was very much my look. I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit. But, girl, I keep going to this one place called, like, Tiger Sugar for boba. Honestly, the best boba. Like, they have the best boba.
Girl, when you posted that picture of your drink, I was like, that shit looks so good.
Girl, it is so fucking good. Because I was like, where have I been with this boba shit? Like, honestly. But Dajon, it was because Michelle introduced me to these, like, boba, like, the drink that I was drinking at that time when I took that photo, it's literally these ice creams that are that but frozen, like, ice cream version.
Ooh.
Ooh, girl. And honestly, it's so hard to find them shits because it's sold that everywhere. You go to Costco, it's supposed to be sold at Costco, but bitch, they don't got that shit. I'm fighting for my life looking for that shit. Like, what the fuck? You can't get that shit nowhere at this point because everyone got hip and then now it's like, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I love boba, you know what I mean? If I can go to Tiger Sugar every fucking day and get that boba shit, I would. I don't know. I was in D.C. It was just cute, you know what I mean? Like, D.C., I like D.C. because I don't really like driving in D.C., for sure. And yeah. I don't even like driving like that for real in general.
Mm-hmm.
But D.C., if you like to be on foot, I think it's cute.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, there's so many things to do. You get to meet so many people. Like, while we're walking and we're, like, smoking a blunt or whatever, and the guy's like, oh, what's that? Is y'all smoking? At that time, I'm like, why would you say it so abruptly like that? So I was just looking at him sideways, and he was like, because I can't smell y'all shit, but I'm a plug. You know, I got y'all with that good shit. And we're like, well. At that point, I was just like, boy, shut up.
Okay.
We were so pressed. So I was just like, yeah, put your name in my phone, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to hit you up because I already know that Joan is not hitting like that. Like, you're bragging down. I can't smell. Baby, it's hitting, though. So, anyways, like, you just meet a bunch of people. It's really nice. You know what I mean? But it's a lot. I was not paying for no metro because I was doing that thing where when you stand in front of each other, when the Joan opens, you move. Like, baby.
Yo, I'm weak.
Like, I'm not paying that. I think that's actually insane to pay on the fact that you pay on the way in and on the way out. What is this?
Wait, what? Why do you have to pay on the way out?
That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
That's crazy.
Like, what, bitch? Be fucking for real. Now they're saying they're going to put all these things where they're going to make, like, the tunnel thing higher so people can't jump over it and make it quicker so people can't, like, double, like, you know, to get through. And I'm like, honestly, let me tell you something. No matter what y'all do, ain't nobody paying that shit.
Like, what?
Like, you can do everything, but I'm going to still find a way to evade the fare. Are you dumb? Why would I get a Metro card when I rarely go on the Metro? Does that make sense?
Exactly.
And then y'all charging in and out. That's absurd. No, be fucking for real. And the buses are about to be free. So keep the same energy. Make it free.
They're wildly for real.
Anyways. But yeah, that was my week, I guess. You know, but I be working. You know.
Cute. You know,
just adulting, whatnot.
Right.
Literally. But, ooh, let's jump right into this topic. The girls.
Yeah.
Okay, Shanae, give a little rundown.
Okay, so basically, I don't know if this girl's, like, an influencer or not, but this girl posted on TikTok a video of her, like, taking pictures at a game, and she was looking cute, whatever, da-da-da, but then you can see in the background these two girls, like, mocking her, I guess, mm-hmm. and, like, making fun of her and, like, making faces and laughing, and then she's, like, she starts getting uncomfortable and, like, she loses her confidence to take photos and starts feeling sad. Mm-hmm. And she, like, posted that on TikTok, I guess, to, like, I don't know, get sympathy or some shit. Like, I don't fucking know. Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't even know what she was going for. But then all the comments, it was so bad.
It was so bad for those girls.
Literally, they found, I don't know how, but they found the girls, like, government names. They found, like, where they worked, the school they went to, mm-hmm. trying to get, like, their businesses shut down. Like,
literally, they had to make posts like, oh, so-and-so where I work is not affiliated with any of the things that I've done, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the thing is, she had to get fired, though, because, babe, they're getting threats in your name, like.
Hello. Like, literally getting death threats off of a fucking TikTok.
And the company had, like, zero stars at that point because people were going and reviewing. See, that's the thing. I'm just like, y'all get so sized to, like, join some weird-ass thing. Like,
it's like they're living through the person trying to, like, oh, I was bullied before, so I'm going to take out my anger on these random bitches and, like, ruin their lives.
Like, I think you're forcing it. Look, I get it. At that moment, if I was that girl, yeah, I would be feeling sad and uncomfortable and blah, 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 right? But also, I just think it's kind of corny. Firstly, to post it and be like, they made me feel bad. Because I feel like, damn, bitch, like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
exactly. Like, girl, you was there when it was happening, so... A real bitch. Like, there's no real bitches left.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you should have turned around and been like, bitch, fuck is you talking about?
Like, hello? You see two bitches behind you laughing. I would have turned around and be like, what's funny? Like,
literally, hello? What's funny? You come into the internet, like, what are we supposed to do? Reverse time and be there? Like, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, girl. You was there. Like, you posting it to TikTok. What are we supposed to do?
Like.
But, oh, they're making me feel bad. Like, mm-hmm. okay. Like, girl, you're grown. Like.
Come on.
And you still post the pictures anyway. So, like, what?
Right. And at the end of the day, like, ooh. And then the girls, look, I get it. Y'all want to make them feel what bullying feels like, da da da. But this is to another extent. Like, y'all's leaking their addresses, the people they're affiliated with. Like, one of them's boyfriend had to come try and lie or whatever. He was like, yeah. He was trying to make, like, an explanation and all this shit. Like, that's mm-hmm. corny, but whatever. He had to come out and say something. I just feel like, why are you bringing out everybody they know? Like, that's crazy.
Exactly. It's just like, y'all are so, like, everyone involved is just corny. Like,
down.
The girls laughing, you're corny. You know you're getting recorded, so, like, right. Why are you doing the most? And then the girl posting it, like, you're corny. Like, you're, I'm sorry. Corny. Like, you're the corniest of the cob type shit. Like,
literally. And then the fact that, did you see, like, Nail Techs had gone on the internet and, like, made a video about them and shit. Like, what?
What?
You are so ugly.
Like, you're trying to get, like, quote-unquote clout off of this. Like, you're corny.
Like, bitch, you have to jump on some weird-ass hate bandwagon And not even on your nail shit. Like, you didn't even pop off on your nail shit. Like, you look really foolish.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so whack. Like, ew. Girl.
Yeah, and so, like, the girls, they had posted all these videos. Like, they posted, like, videos trying to, like, give an explanation and, like, their big old apology. It wasn't given apology whatsoever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whatever. But then, now, the girl who had originally posted the photo, she posted a video. She was like, it gave very much when Selena Gomez posted on her story. I talked to Haley, and Haley told me to tell y'all to stop being mean to her.
Right.
Like, babe, what? She literally was like, we had a conversation, and they told me it was, like, killing them. So, like, I really don't condone what you guys are doing. My thing is, it's been weeks on end, babe.
Literally.
Like, if you really gave a fuck, you would have been stopped that shit day after you posted that, John. But no, it's been weeks. And they're doxing them. Their families are in danger. They're in danger of literally being expelled from school and, like, not having a job.
Like, all because you got bullied, head ass. Like, come on. Like, you're fucking grown.
Like, at your big ass age, too. Like, look, I get it mean. Okay, bitch, there's hella mean bitches. Like, that's just a fact. But at the end of the day, to sit there and be like, oh, and we had a conversation. I had to meet up with them. For what, though? That's my thing. Meet up with them. I just really wanted an apology. Oh, brother, like
bro, you're a grown-ass woman, like, get over it.
Like, do you fucking for real? Because these girls, look, I don't know them personally. They could be shitty ass motherfuckers, but at the end of the day, none of that was warranted. The shit that people did, wow.
Like, what?
Wow.
It's just like, the internet is just so interesting. Like,
right. And I just think it's so dangerous that people are so willing to, like, dehumanize women. Because let me tell you one thing. When it comes out that a man did something really bad, ain't nobody doxing them to this level.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the amount of crazy shit we be seeing from men, but y'all don't go to bat and, like, dox them, leak their address, leak their job, the way that you're doing it for women. Like,
literally. Over them laughing and da-da-da. Like, yeah, it's petty, but, like, y'all are not keeping the same energy. And I think at the end of the day, when y'all look back, you're going to feel so donkey-ish. Like, there's no way you sat here and did that on a fucking social network made for kids.
Like, that's just so cringy and corny and just... Like, I just don't get it. Bullying, my nigga, and you're going to go dox somebody? Like, I'm sorry, it's never been that deep.
It's never been that deep. Like, and then the girl, like, when I seen that video of her being like, I don't condone this, it just made me feel like, girl, even from the original video, you were looking real good. Now you looking real not even cute like that.
Like, no, literally, like, you don't condone it, but what were you, like, expecting to come out of that
video? That's what I'm saying. You know how the internet gets. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? It's, like, really fucked up, but the video is still up, mind you.
Like, what, girl? It's really giving, like, Twitter do your thing when, like, a racist person, like, does something. I'm like, you was there when they did it.
So. That's what I'm saying. You didn't do shit. You didn't say nothing. Like, what? I just feel like you're really hideous. And then on top of the fact that one of the girls, when they had explained it, they were like, oh, yeah, we were really uncomfortable that, like, we were in her, like, photos and all that shit. On top of, first of all, I feel like if you was that uncomfortable, you would have moved to the side slightly at least.
Exactly. Like, you know what?
Like, you would at least did something, but nah, y'all was flicking off. Y'all was really giving a show for the camera. So let's not act like you were trying to, you know, not be in frame or something.
Exactly. Like, let's not act like you were not being weird and corny too. Like,
right. Everyone, like, everybody in the situation was mad corny. Like,
corny. Everyone involved, especially the niggas commenting and doxing and doing, like, weird shit. Like,
ooh, y'all need to get a fucking job. I genuinely think I've never experienced that level of preciousness. Like
never.
Like, what?
It's, I don't, so care. Weird. Like, the hive mind, like, mentality is just so scary.
Right. And it'd never be like, because this is the thing, like, if it was like a company, you know how sometimes people record, like, company owners and they're being racist and all this fucking shit? That makes more sense. Then you can be like, okay, you know, zero reviews, blah, 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 blah. Zero stars and blah, blah, blah. But, like, for you to be going out of your way to find their job and then give their job that literally has nothing to do with them being at a fucking game to be like zero stars. Are you insane?
Like, you're crazy for real.
Oh no. It's wild because now on the internet, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people post, like even when people post like drama. So for example, like when girls post, like look at my friend in the back being a hater. Don't. And then sometimes they'd be like, oh, it was a joke. Are you fucking stupid?
Like, you know exactly how the internet will react to shit like that because people just love to be weird.
Right. So
what was the point of posting it if it was a joke? Like
what? And then they'd be like, no, I don't like the way y'all talking about my friend. She's my real friend. It was just a joke. But it's like, why the fuck would you post that?
Exactly. It's like the same thing when the girls come on the internet saying their boyfriend is annoying or their boyfriend right. is this. But they're like, guys, stop. Like, I'm not leaving him. Like, that's my boyfriend. I'm like, bitch, okay.
Okay, like, don't show your dusty ass. Because this is another, I seen a recent one where this girl was like, oh, I got this Shark vacuum or Dyson vacuum, the one with the, like, blue light or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was like, test it out on my boyfriend's apartment since he never cleans. And then she, like, recorded all the dirty ass dust and whatever the fuck while she's vacuuming. And mind you, she's making comments, like, in the video, she's like, ugh, this is disgusting. What would he do without me? Da-da-da-da, all this fucking shit. And then people in the comments are like, leave him? I don't know. Like, what do you expect? And her getting mad. No, I don't think so. Why the fuck did you post that donkey ass?
Exactly. Like, y'all are dead ass, like, fishing for engagement in the worst way. Like,
in the worst way.
Like, whoa.
Because now people are saying your man is a man child, right? And you're like, oh, no, he's not. Then why the fuck did you post that?
Exactly. Like, what was the goal here?
Oh my God. I'm just like, pick and choose for real. Like, be smart for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of videos, bruh. Chance the fucking rapper.
Chill.
First off, he been corny to me. So I'm very glad that I've been on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you bitches was fans of him, but that's embarrassing. you know, obviously, we all know that he came out with some album that everyone fucking hated, where he was basically talking about how much he loves his wife.
Uh-huh.
Said wife, I've literally never seen her face before in my life. Like, she's not, like, in the public eye, is she?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I've never seen her face. I feel like she'd be staying home with them kids. But you see that nigga, he stay outside. He stay outside, bruh. And recently, he's been at Carnival or whatever, like the Jamaican thing where it's like really cute. But all I know is that ass be out and ass be shaking.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. And so that man was at Carnival letting all these girls dance up on his pee-pee, smacking they ass, like all this shit. And okay, a lot of people are like, this is Caribbean culture. Okay. How do I say this? Shut the fuck up. Look, I get it. Caribbeans, like, yeah, we do this, that, and the third. Like, in my culture, a lot of people be dancing on each other. It's not that serious. But at the end of the day, within your own, like, family unit, a lot of people know that I'm not going to sit there and be sized when my husband is getting danced on by some girl with a big-ass booty and he's slapping that shit and sized as fuck. You get what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. Like, what?
Like, who's gonna be
comfortable? I'll be damned.
Like, what the fuck? Who's gonna be comfortable with that? Like, I get it. Oh, culture, this, that, and the third. Everyone's dancing, happy, whatever. But, like, who the fuck is gonna be psyched about that? And he knows probably that his wife would not encourage that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so for him to be, I think the craziest one is just the one where he keeps slapping her ass. I think I will have to slap him across the face. Like,
oh, like, oh my, niggas are so bold.
Like, and then the girl, this is another thing. Like, I don't know if she knows who he is or not, but she's a mad hard girl. I should steal you.
Like, ooh, it was so bad.
Like, it was just so bad because it's like, why? No, and he's just doing all this stuff while his wife is probably at home being that good woman head ass that she agrees to do, where he's like, oh, my beautiful wife, she raises my kids. And that's what makes me really sad. Because he's out here doing whatever the fuck he wants. And what is she probably doing? Making the house a home.
I'm like, oof. Oof.
You're literally sitting here doing unpaid labor while this man is outside. You know, everybody's taking ass on him. He getting, you know, he having fun. You know what I mean? Like, and you're not.
It's unfortunate.
Oh. And then people are like, oh, well, it's the wife's fault. Like, they try to flip it on her, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, how, in this instance, how would it be her fault in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, like, how would that even be flipped on her? Like, I'm so confused.
That, literally, like, they're just making anything up to just be mad at her. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, honestly, I feel like if you're a married man, at least make an effort that nobody has recorded you to put it on the internet.
Exactly. Because the amount of different angles and videos, like, I've seen.
Please. And the multiple women and different instances. Like, are you serious?
Like, what?
Oof. Wow. And it's just giving very much like, fuck my wife. Like, I don't give a fuck. Because you're Chance mm-hmm. the Rapper. Like, you're not regular old Joe on the street.
Right.
This is how you know, like, hella people know who you are. So just know, like, when you posted that, you was really like, fuck my wife and fuck how she feels. Because I genuinely, I couldn't do it. Like, if that was me and I seen that and that's how I saw it, I would die. Like, please.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would do. Like, especially if I was giving homemaker and, you know what I mean, sacrificing everything so then this man can do his shenanigans. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I'd be so sick.
I would really be so fucking sick. Because, wow, you really sitting here? What? Just the one where he was slapping her ass was the one that really shook me. Like, like, if I was a wife, my heart would actually break. Like, I would actually fall to the ground on my knees.
No, literally, like, what do you mean by that?
You're a man on video doing that. Like, at least make it secret. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no.
Wow. You didn't even try to make it secret at all. Just nothing.
Mm-mm.
Didn't even try. I feel so bad for her, actually.
Right.
And then people attacking her and all this shit. But honestly, this is what I'm talking about these niggas and their commitment issue. Because at mm-hmm. the end of the day, you know, if you have commitment issues, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm scared of commitment, blah, blah, blah. But for these men, they will genuinely commit and then be like, what commitment?
Like, oh, kill yourself. Like, come with me.
Like, what the fuck? They'll be like, a wife, never heard of her. Huh?
Like, you literally need to burn if you do that shit. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
what is the problem? Just be single.
Like, it's reminding me of the TikTok I sent you of the guy. Girl. Like, it's like some show on Showtime or whatever. And they're like doing couple counseling. And basically, the nigga was cheating. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept gaslighting his wife because the wife was asking, like, oh, are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? He's like, no, I'm not cheating on you. But then he's like, she finally asked me the appropriate question and said, have I ever stepped out on our marriage? And I said, yes, I have.
What the fuck? Are you serious? Oh, have that you ever stepped out?
That would be the day I'm going to jail because you're dying, my nigga. Like, what do you mean? You've been making it seem like I'm crazy for asking if you're cheating. But once I say, have you stepped out? You're like, yes. Like,
huh? How does that even, you see, so cheating, have you been cheating is not straightforward enough, but have you stepped out? Some innuendo ass shit. Are you stupid?
Cause he's like, I'm not cheating in this moment, but I have cheated on you before I stepped out. And then he tried to say, in a different clip, he was like, oh, it doesn't count because I was in, like, different countries.
Like, what do you mean
what
by that?
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you literally are not a real person.
Nah, but let her say right now, oh, well, I stepped out too. He'd be like, you cheated on me? Oh, look.
Like, and then he's like, oh, I don't care what my wife does when I'm not there. Da, 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 da.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you're in a marriage. He's like, cause, and then the therapist was like, are you guys in an open marriage? And he's like, no. But so then what?
Then what is your issue?
Talking about, like,
you're just trying to find a reason where you do anything you want, no consequences.
Like, that's so terrifying. Like, these niggas really know who to play with, because I would have been killed that nigga.
No, for real. Like, that's what I'm saying. I just can't even imagine, because, oh, this is another thing, girl. Oh my god.
Child.
Okay, this is going to delve into the world of religion. Sorry for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So, all of this together, there's this thing where I keep seeing these videos where people are like, y'all have noticed that, like, a lot of religious, like preachers and whatnot always put this, like, this idea of, like, women suffering in marriages on, like, a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
And you being a God-fearing woman if you've suffered and stayed. Huh?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yes, she's a God-fearing woman because her man cheated on her 25 million times. She withstood that and took it all and just continued the marriage because that's her man. And he's a God-fearing man because he stayed as well. Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, I truly don't get it.
I don't understand that. Because let me tell you something. If you have to be reminded on a daily basis that, yeah, this man shat on you on a regular basis, and then you have to stay, though, and you feel comfortable with that, I don't know what to tell you. Your brain is not working.
Like, I genuinely want to have a conversation with a woman that has, like, stayed with a man that's cheating on her. Because, like, how do you just move past that?
And it's like, I don't really think you do. It just causes a whole bunch of problems that, you know, you're keeping secret. At that point, you have resentment. You know what I mean? You don't fuck with that nigga at the end of the day. Like, you're just there. It's giving captor and captive, like, shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
What?
Like, it's just like, how do you even trust someone after, like, you don't trust them?
You really don't.
So, like, what's the point of a relationship without trust? Like, I'm just so confused.
Literally, but that's the point, though. A lot of the times, and it's crazy because I'm going to bring this all back to the middle. At the end of the day, a woman's pleasure is not necessary for anything under patriarchy. Like, literally.
Mm-hmm.
When you having sex, oh, did a woman come? Don't nobody give a fuck. When you're married, is the woman happy? Don't nobody give a fuck. Like, hello? Nobody gives two shits. As long as you're a woman and you're there and you stay there and remain, like, suffering, that's fine. That's when you're the good woman. But imagine, mm-hmm. Why would y'all choose being the good wife and the good woman over being free? Like, I simply don't give a fuck if donkeys think I'm a good person. I don't care. Like, oh, the pastor who is also cheating on his wife millions of times thinks I'm a good woman because I stayed with my cheating ass husband. Said pastor who's balding and clapped on top of that, please.
Like, what? You guys are really shitting me for it. Like, there's just no way.
Yeah, girl. And it's just like, I'm so shocked because I would be damned before somebody. First of all, the idea that you even have, like, something to say, oh, you should, and I should what? You should suck your mom. Like, that's not me.
Exactly. Yo, like, this cheating shit be making my head hurt. I'm like, bro, if that ever happened to me, like, I would really kill somebody.
Like, I don't even know. I don't think I would even, like, personally, what would I do if somebody cheated on me? Because I'm not even going to sit here and say, oh, I'm going to kill you, da da da. I just think I will have to leave you alone. Like,
yeah, like, I'm going to leave, obviously, but I'm going to be sick. Like,
yeah, I'll be sick down, but it's just like, I would have to. But my pettiness would have to be, I just up and disappear and you're just left confused. Because at that point, you really did me so dirty, but I'm going to give some inception shit to your mind right now. Like, you're not even going. Like, I literally, the day I find out that you're cheating, you're not even going to be aware that I found out. I will just up and disappear the next day. You're going to think everything is fine. No, and then I will up and disappear. Oh, phone number changed, okay? we shared our debit card. Oh, sorry. Everything that was shared, deleted and removed in your name. Thank you so much.
I'm screaming.
You want access to a bank account? Unfortunately, all banks do not know your name because they're no longer on the accounts. Thank you. Where did she go and where did the kids go? You will never know that, babe. You will never know that. Sorry. You don't know anything about me no longer because at the end of the day, when you step out on me, baby, you decided you don't want to know shit about me.
Exactly. Like, cheating. I just don't understand cheating. Like, nigga, if you don't want me, just leave.
Like, what? It's because they want to, you know, like, have their cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand cheating whatsoever. Like, personally, I feel like if I'm going to cheat on you, or even if the idea that I don't want to be with you solely, I simply won't be in a relationship with you. Like,
exactly. Like, if I'm bored or if I'm just over the relationship in general, I'm going to leave. Like, that's just so disrespectful.
It really is. Like, and I just don't understand, like, why you would do that, especially when kids are involved. That's when it starts to get really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Because then now your kids have to see it. Like, oh, wow.
It's very sick.
And then when you take them back or whatever, what are you showing your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay for people to treat you wrong and then you just have to accept it. Like, what? No, babes. No.
Never that.
Never that indeed. Because I'm just like, no. And also, if I like, as a friend, if I ever found out that my friend's mans was, like, cheating on them or whatever, I'm not going to ever feel like that person is a good person. Like, if I saw my friend get back with them, that's when I would literally be like, bitch, you're actually a donkey. Like, I can't even speak to you.
Like, you're fully an idiot. Like, that's one thing where I'm just like, I can't. Like,
I can't.
Your morals are just all fucked. Like,
because what? Because especially if you, this is my thing, especially if you're not going to cheat back. Like, hello. If you're going to be, continue to be a good wife, da da da, bitch, at least go do your own thing too.
Exactly. Like, get your lick back. Like something, hello?
Something. And you're just going to sit there and cry and then take him back and then just sit there like, what? I'll just look at you like, you're really stupid. Like, do something at least.
Mm-hmm. Like, going back to a cheater? Like, once a cheater, always a cheater, Bookie. Like, hear I don't me. Care.
Oh, my gosh. And then it's just, like, it's so crazy because sometimes, like, even the guy, the one we were just talking about who had that weird-ass explanation, oh, I was across the world, so I didn't cheat or whatever.
Right.
I seen another video where, and this is my thing, like, do they broadcast people's business, like, on the TV on the regular?
They definitely do.
Because I just don't understand why you would broadcast your custody battle with your man. Like, I'm so confused. But I seen a video where this lady was, like, battling her man because he said that he, oh, my God. He said he couldn't pay child support because he's going to the military. Right. So they had the judge, they had her lawyer, and then him, because he said he didn't need a lawyer because he's not paying child support, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, they're asking him, oh, sir, so how long did you work at, I think it was like a moving company or whatever. And he was like, yeah, I worked there 2 years. And then they were like, oh, so why did you leave? He was like, I left because I'm going to the military. And they're like, okay, so how much did they pay you? He said, oh, about like 17 something. And the judge was like, okay, that's how much the woman she makes. So I'm going to base your child support based on that. He was like, no, I don't want to do child support because I don't make that much money. And they're like, wait, didn't you just say that you quit that job? He was like, I didn't quit. I was let go. And they're like, are you dumb?
Nigga.
They asked you specifically, why did you quit? And you said for the military. He was like, no, I was let go because of all the things I've been dealing with. They're like, no, you donkey ass bitch. You literally just said out loud, we have a recording of you saying that you left, okay? And then he was like, well, how about if I just get full custody of my son and then I help him and I give him money because I don't want to pay child support. And the judge was like, bae, if you're going to the military, I would never give you custody because the boy has a stable life with his mother. And then mm-hmm. I'm supposed to just hand him over to you while you're going around the world trying to do some military shit? Like, huh?
Like what? And what would be the difference of you getting full custody and like taking care of your kid and giving him money?
Like
versus child support? Like, nigga, you're doing the same shit.
And he's basically what? Saying he wants to hand the child money. And so my question is, if you hand said child money compared to the government forcing you to give a certain amount, what are you trying to say? He's trying to say, I'm trying to give the boy $20 every 2 weeks.
Like what?
That's what you want. You want to give him $20 every 2 weeks in his hand so what, he can go to McDonald's and spend it? How about the money that he needs when he goes to school to buy his shoes, to buy, you know, the food that he eats, the toothbrushes, the toothpaste, the toilet paper, the fucking everything.
Literally,
like you don't even think about that. But the mom who's also making that $17.50 that you were saying you were making, she's paying all that shit on her own. I don't want to pay child support, bitch. Then fucking don't have the kid. Like, I don't really know what to tell you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, you decided to lay with no condom and then have a kid and not take care of it. So what do you expect to happen?
Like, and that whole thing where these men be like, oh, this child support thing is so bad towards, like, it doesn't help the men. And I'm just like, first of all, be fucking for real.
Like, bro, niggas are so dumb. If you were an active father, if you were taking care of your kids, giving them money, bitch, you wouldn't have to deal with that.
Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Are you serious? Oh, my God. It's just, I just, and I think it's very embarrassing. Because if you're going to have a kid and you don't want to be a part of their life, I'm sorry, but you have to be on child support. Like, I don't really know what to tell you. Because especially me, I will never be the one who's like, oh, you know, I don't want to do him like that. Bitch,
I will do him like that, indeed, because why he doing me like that? Am I a slave?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's literally the bare minimum is you paying for shit. Yeah. You're not taking care of nothing. You're just giving money.
Right. Because at the end of the day, when the baby lays his head down and then wakes up in the morning, you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that I will have to deal with on the day-to-day basis, you're not there doing that. All the physical and emotional labor that I have to do to take care of this child, you're not there for that. So therefore, you're going to give me the funds that are necessary to do everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hello, you don't know shit about this kid. So it's like, I don't understand the problem with this child support thing. Like the one, like that similar thing where the girl was like, she doesn't want a baby. And the guy was like, keep the baby. If you don't want it, I'll like take care of it. I don't care if you don't want to be a mom, blah, blah, blah. And so when she had the baby, she gave him full custody and she disappeared. Right. Mm-hmm. Then he took her to like child support. And was, like, complaining about how she doesn't care for the baby, da-da-da. And then they put her on child support, and she was like, I'll pay the child support. But I'm not going to be there for that kid, though. I already told you I'm not going to be a parent.
Right.
And so she paid the child support. No problem. Hello? Because she realizes, hello, this requires money. That's still my kid. I just said I don't want to be a fucking parent. Therefore, here's your money. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? That's it. It's simple. Just give them the fucking money and go about your business since you don't want to be involved.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Like, it's not that hard. I'm just like, oh my God. And then it's like quitting your jobs to evade child support is so fucking corny.
Like, niggas love to do that.
Yo, my dad was the number one culprit, but that's why his ass is broke. You're broke. Like, you're broke. And you didn't win shit, because at the end of the day, my dad gave like $1,000 my entire childhood. Like, he didn't give nothing. And swears up and down. Like, he called me the other day talking about something. Oh, you never call me. I'm not going to call you because what did you do for me? Like, I don't know you like that. You are a sperm donor. Like, I don't know you like that. So at the end of the day, I feel like when parents come back out the blue talking about, oh, my kid. Baby, you wasn't there when I was indeed a kid.
Exactly. So, perfect. Like, what is there to talk about?
Exactly. Like, there's nothing to talk about. But once you get into adulthood and you start making your own money, and then they start seeing that they're getting decrepit and they need some funds, they're going to hit you up, though. I'm like, are you funny? I'm not sending you shit, actually. That's mad funny. Wow. Life is wild out here, though.
For sure.
Girl, I was at Trader Joe's and I was talking to one of the girls at the cashier, and she was talking about how, like, you know, so many people in her age have like kids, and I was just like, yeah, like at this point I get so shocked when one of us be like, oh, I'm having kids, because in my mind it's still teenage pregnancy,
right?
Like, what the fuck? Y'all having kids, in theory kids is cute, right? But they grow up, like, they don't stay like cute like that.
Exactly.
They don't stay cute like a little toy. Like, They grow up and they actually have emotions and shit, and you have to actually like nurture that. But a lot of people do not nurture that shit.
Yeah.
That's why we have monkeys.
Literally.
Oh my God. Like, it's so crazy. I'm like, wow. Like, I don't know. Like, in what perfect circumstances, Shania, would you have a kid right now?
Right now?
Like, let's say, like, perfect circumstances.
Okay.
What are the conditions for you to have a kid right now? The laugh, please.
Because what? I'm scared. I would have to be married to, like, the most amazing man ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd both have, like, amazing income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And a house, you know, both in therapy, because the mind needs to be therapized before I have a kid.
Maybe. Oh, for sure.
What else? I don't know. Like, ew. I would need to be, like, married for years before I have a kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, when I see people, like, getting married and then having a kid, like, a year later, I'm like, you didn't even have a chance to, like, enjoy the freedom
of marriage. Right.
You know,
I mean, for me to, this is the base for me for anything in any relationship.
like not in any relationship, but like romantic relationship where it's serious for marriage and for kids, I would have to trust you with my fucking life.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I mean, I feel like trusting someone with your life is kind of crazy.
Nah, because Shania, that's your life.
I don't trust nobody with my life.
Let me tell you though, when you have kids, that's your life right there. When you have a family, that's your life. So in order to have these kids, you have to trust your partner with your life. Because when it comes down to it, girl, when something is so serious, do you trust that fool to make decisions based on your life?
Right.
Come on, son. This is going to have full effect on you and your livelihood. Like, I would have to trust you with my every living breath, like, for real. But I don't. Yeah. And I don't. That's the thing.
Imagine saying you don't. You don't even have the person in question yet.
No, but I know, but I don't. I just don't. Because I'm just like, I don't trust a single soul on this planet Earth with like, that level to have a kid with you. Like, I'm so sorry. It's just crazy.
It is crazy.
Because imagine, like, that's just my biggest fear. Like, and I want to be able, I want to have the freedom to disappear from your face. I want to be able to just up and disappear and never have to see you again. And I think that's the biggest factor of why I'm so afraid to have kids. Because if you start pissing me off and then I have to continue to see you and then act correct and not fucking hate your fucking guts. Ooh, I'm the mother who would be like, your dad is a piece of fucking shit and he should die. Yeah. And you'd be like, what? I'm that type of mother. And also, you remember that one video? I think we talked about this already, but like one video where the girl was like, I started to dislike my child because they're their father's kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that mother for real.
That's crazy. I
can't lie to you. I can't stand your face because now I have to think about your stupid ass daddy.
That's crazy.
No, and I'm going to be real because if this is affecting my life and he's killing my soul and I start to feel really sad and shitty, why would I want to see your face every day? No.
That's why you just don't have kids, you guys. I'm so serious. Like, having kids is avoidable. No matter how many times people try to trick you, literally don't have to have kids if you don't want them, you guys.
You really don't. And I think we need to find our actual reasons, because there's people now, and I keep seeing tweets in this resurfacing ass excuse where they're like, when you get in your 40s, you're going to be lonely. I think that is the worst reason to have a child.
Like, you want to have a kid to cure your loneliness? Like, that is just bonkers for me.
Like, baby, get a fucking pet. Because let me tell you something. A human being is not always going to be there to entertain you and do the things that you like. On top of the fact that they're their own person. They're not going to do everything that you need to have, you know, to fulfill a need for, like, someone's involvement in your life. They're not going to have that.
Exactly. Like, even you saying that for, like, you wanting to find a man or, like, a partner or whatever, like, because you're lonely, like, yes, I get it. Like, loneliness is unfortunate, but like the person is not necessarily going to change that in you. Like,
they're not.
There's levels to the shit.
There's really levels to the shit. And I be trying. No, like, and that's the thing. Cause I was telling a dude, right, that I was fucking with, that I can't be with you because, first of all, I can't stand when you act stupid. I'm not healed because I don't have compromise in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not healed, and I know that for a fact, because, you know, to be with any human being, you have to be able to compromise, and that's just not me.
Yeah.
And so in order for me to be with you, I would literally, because my thing is, once you start pissing me off, I start to despise you.
Yeah.
I can't stand you, bro. I cannot look at your face. Like, don't even try to kiss me. I can't stand you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know maybe that's a bad thing. My therapist be like, oh, you have narcissistic tendencies, whatever. But I cannot stand stupidity. Therefore, I have to heal that before I can even put myself in a romantic situation that's supposed to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And some people don't want to accept that because they think, oh, we're you know, you have to compromise and you have to do that. But at the end of the day, it comes with resentment. I don't want to resent my partner.
Yeah.
I don't, because imagine a life like that every day when you wake up, or even when you shift in bed, I'm looking at you like, I should stab you. I should really just punch you in the throat right now.
But like, the compromising in question, it doesn't have to be like insane. Like, I don't know.
Right. It don't have to be insane, but majority of these fools are insane.
Like it should just be normal compromising for both.
Because what are the normal compromises?
Like, I don't fucking like choosing dinner or like choosing furniture.
See, that's another thing. If I'm supposed to be romantically involved forever with a man, you will never have a say in anything that goes in the home because I don't like your taste. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Unless it's giving, don't think you're going to put some stupid Xbox in my face. You're not doing that.
I'm screaming.
You think, oh, a little section for my man's rinky dick. You're not having that shit. Are you dumb? You're not putting that. You think you're going to put posters of Superman in my house? You're funny.
Not this. Posters is crazy.
No, like, be fucking funny. You know, when you see those little TikToks and then the man's be like, oh, this is how I decorate my apartment. Red and black. Okay, first off.
Nightmare.
Please. And then the photos just be posters. They don't even have a frame. Okay? And then they will have, like, they always have some stupid-ass, big-ass contraption-looking desk, right? With some stupid-ass shit on it with these, like, toys. Baby, you're not putting that in my home.
You need to stop dating men.
That's what I'm saying. Because at the end of the day, you're not putting that in my home. You're not going to have a say.
I'm like, sorry. What?
Yeah. And even, like, someone recently I had met, I was telling him, I'm like, let me tell you something. If you're trying to get involved with me, I need you to understand I am a very argumentative woman, and I also can't stand men on top of that, okay? So I can't lie to you. It's going to be a struggle for you. Are you willing to endure that? And he was like, yeah.
No, you're not. You need to. No, I'm desperate. You need to stop dating men.
No, for real. No, for real. But that's,
because imagine you trying to entertain a nigga, right? And the nigga go, I don't like women, but... Are you going to be okay with that?
No, you're not going to be okay with that.
But no matter what, Shania, like, no matter what I do, but that's why I'm saying I'm not healed. Because no matter what I do, I just have this innate hatred for men. Like, I can't stand them niggas. Like, anytime they open their mouth, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
I understand the can't standing part for sure.
Oh my gosh, it's just so hard. And then it's also difficult for me because it's like, I've never met any man who I feel like, well, okay, let me slow down.
That's the thing, yeah. You haven't really met someone that's like, you know.
Girl, and I have, and yet.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
You see what I'm talking about? There's always something. There's always something.
There's always something with these niggas.
And that's why I think I'm so afraid. Because at the end of the day, you could be everything and then be nothing in the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, it does require strength, right? To do those things. And it also requires compromise. But I'm not that type of person. I'm just not doing that. And on top of the fact that I have to share a bed with you. And I don't like when people do things that I a different way in my home. No. No, babes. If you're going to live comfortably with me, you're pretty much going to have to become me or be me first. Like,
nigga, I'm not serious.
No, like, it's actually so true and it's so bad. But I just can't stand anybody. Like, what? It's just so sad.
It is. Because what?
No, because I'm actually shocked. I want somebody who, like, in general, you know, where there's, like, because, okay, I think I seen, like, a tweet, or I think it was Megan Ranks, and she had made a video and replied to somebody asking her, like, can you explain, you know, being with a man who's not misogynistic and you didn't have to teach him to be that way?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like majority of these men are not like that. Like, this is the thing. You have to get a man who's so nonchalant in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a nonchalantness in that way that certain people have. Like that Drew girl, her man, she was like, my man, like he's not misogynistic, but I didn't have to show him that. Because also when she talks about hating men, he doesn't like blink because he don't really give two fucks. Because he's still fucking her. Hello?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Like, you cannot find that for real.
Oh, it's so hard. Because then when you do find it, he's demented in other ways.
In other ways.
I'm just like, God damn. Like, what is happening?
You can't have nothing in this life.
Like, what? The dating pool is actually so fucked. Like,
yeah.
I'm terrified.
And then, like, dating apps and whatnot. And, you know, I see my peoples, like, going out of their bounds, like, race-wise. Personally, that's not me.
That's not me at all. That's one thing I'm just like, I would just rather be single. Because if y'all are telling me my soulmate is a white man, you be just got to kill me.
Like, I'm sorry, but, like, I just feel like white in general. Like, if, even, because this is my thing. When people talk about, like, you know, dating outside of your race, it's never like Indonesian, you know right. what I mean? Like Egyptian. No, it's always white. Like, damn.
Like, it's every day. Like, I'm just not.
Something else.
I'm just not doing it.
It would have to be somebody who's also of color.
Yeah.
You need a similar experience in some ways.
Yeah. But for me, I'm just like, I just gravitate towards black men. Like, the other colors be cute and whatever, but...
Right, but I can't take you serious.
I just need a black man. Because if you can't say nigga, what are we talking about? Like, what are we doing? Like, we don't relate at all. Like, that's just nasty. I'm a cringe every time.
Right. When the song come on, you gotta pause. And I don't. Now you look stupid and I'm in...
Like, it's just... Ew. We can't relate on, like, black culture things. So it's just not cute to me.
Right. And then also the fact that I would have to act a certain way around your face. That's another look. And it's not even about black culture or anything. Even amongst, this is another reason why I can't get married. Amongst any family members, when they try to tell me what to do, I will simply say no. I'm not a person who listens to people just because, oh, you're some, like, you know, adult or da da da. I don't even speak to my family members who blew me because I don't like that shit. If you try to say, oh, you need to go to church, I will simply look at you like you're a donkey and you will never see me again. Because I'm not going. Like, I personally, and then I start feeling uncomfortable around you because you really try to tell me what to do. Like, that's crazy.
Right. That's one thing I fear, like, with getting a relationship is, like, having to, like, meet family. I'm just like, ugh.
It's so bad.
That's so annoying. Like, I don't even want these niggas to meet my family, so why would I want to meet yours? Like
what? Because then I have to save face and act like I give two shits about what they're talking about.
Exactly. Like, I really don't give a fuck about none of y'all, but, like, love your son down. But damn.
Like, what the fuck? But then you have to be nice to them. And this is another thing. Like, when you're in a relationship, you're in a relationship with...
Yeah.
Bruh. Because now you got to sit here and act like you like their stupid-ass grandma who's rude as fuck. No.
Not this.
Like that old bitch. Like, and then it's like, if you say anything out, because one thing about me, though, I'm going to talk out my ass. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't like hearing that your grandmother's a bitch, you're going to be very mad.
Whoa.
Yeah. Crazy. Because she's a bitch. If she didn't like to be called that, then stop acting like a bitch. Like, I can't stand you.
That's actually bonkers. What?
Like, I would for real.
Never say that.
But I would. And that's the thing. Oh, it's so bad. Like.
Yeah.
Because I would genuinely have to, like, care. You know what I mean? I would have to care. And, like, I would have to, like, you know, I would have to feel bad about what they're talking about more than I feel bad for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that will never happen.
Wow.
Yeah. Because imagine, like, you know what I mean? Because certain things that people do, like, I can't imagine, like, if, like, you're... Like, if you, let's say you had a husband and then your husband's mom was like, oh, I don't like how you did this. It would take everything in me to be like, shut the fuck up. Or get your stupid ass mama for real, because there's no way I'm doing anything she just said. Like, that's funny.
Yo, I'm weak.
Like, what?
Okay, what about, like, if your man didn't like any of your friends? Like, what would you think about the man?
I think that's crazy.
Exactly.
Because, okay, but that's the whole thing. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. No man or anyone I'm with is going to tell me you can't be friends with so-and-so. Because actually, fuck you, because you literally just came 2 seconds ago.
Like, right.
They've been here. So at the end of the day, anything you say literally is so donkey-ish. Unless I was feeling like, you know, oh, this person, I'm like iffy about them. And then they had something to say with quality reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Then boom. But if you're just like, like, for example, if I'm in, if I'm like, so you know how I'm really like close with my ex, but we're like friends.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men don't like that.
Yeah.
Which I understand. But also, that's not my fucking problem. So if you don't like it, leave me alone.
That's crazy. And if I was like, talking to a guy and he told me he's like best friends with his ex.
Oof. I mean, it's funny because it's giving double standard because I would be like, okay.
Girl, I would be cutting that nigga off so fast.
Right. But that's the thing. In my opinion, I feel like if they feel that they don't like your closeness with so-and-so, they should cut you off. But no, they want you to stay with them and then tell you what to do on top of that.
Mm.
What? Just leave me alone then.
Right.
Just let me do my thing, because if you don't like it, I'm willing to let you go, but you're not willing to let me go. So one of us got to compromise, and it sure as hell ain't going to be me.
I'm pleading. Yeah, that's so funny.
Because I'm like, what? You think I'm about to... I'm sorry. Like, anyone coming into my life and then trying to tell me what to do is actually absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know that's what I mean by I'm not healed. Because I don't like when nobody... I don't like when anyone has anything to say to me about something I should do. I don't like that.
You're real as fuck, but like, it's just so funny. Like,
no, because it's true. Like, I can't even help it. And that's why my therapist is like, girl, you literally have so many narcissistic tendencies. Like, you think you're God. And I'm like, I have a God complex and I have issues because when I was a kid, I had to, you know, become an adult real fast. So I feel like stupidity and shit like that, ignorance and whatnot, is really difficult for me to tolerate.
Yeah.
Because I've always had to just... Literally, at 4 years old, you had to turn it on and become a parent by proxy. Like, you know what I mean? So if I could do it, I feel like at your big age, why can't you do it?
Right.
Like, come on, some certain things, I just started to feel really like, ooh, like, ooh. Just get me going, like, ooh. Yeah, I don't know. It requires so much work, girl.
It does.
It really does. But at least I acknowledge it, right? And I don't try to... force anybody to be any type of way, because I just be like, if you don't like that, you could really just bounce. Like, I just can't. But yes. Anyways, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Okay.
So are there little things that you see? It, like, let's say you met like your friend's man or you know, significant other. Are there little things that they do, like red flags to you, that would make you feel like, this is giving abusive in some way or some weird shit? Because I have a few.
Why can I not think of any right now? You say yours.
Okay, boom. Here we go. So if I were to have a friend and then she was like, oh, and let's say she was in a straight relationship, whatever. And then she was like, oh, me and my boyfriend are moving to some West Bubba fucking area. Red flag down. I'd be like, why the fuck are you moving to fucking Indiana in the desert, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then your man being, if your man, on top of the fact that if your man is psyched about it, bombastically.
Right.
Like, what? Why are you psyched that you're gonna live in the middle of nowhere? No, relax.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Another one. If I ask y'all a question and then the girl isn't answering and the questions, first off, shut your mouth. I don't care about your opinion.
Right.
But the fact that you're, I'm like, oh, how do you feel? And then you're like, oh, she, huh? Oh, that would be crazy. That would be crazy.
I don't know, like, abusive, but like, I think when you're like arguing in front of people, I think
that's weird. Oh, I think that's so.
Or like picking fights with your girl around other people. I feel like that's just so weird.
That would be so embarrassing.
Like, ew, bro. Go to the fucking like other room or just wait till you go home.
Like something. Cause that's weird.
Trying to like do little shit to embarrass someone. Ooh, like.
Right.
I hate that.
I hate that too. Like, that would be weird down.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, ooh, I seen something where someone was like, they were with their girl and then they were like steady adjusting her clothes, but like in the weirdest way. Mm. Like trying to pull her skirt down while she's like walking, like all the way down to her knees, knowing that the skirt is a mini skirt.
Mm-hmm.
don't touch me. That's I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I hate that.
I hate that shit. Or having being like, oh, I don't know if you should wear that. If I cared about your opinion, I would have asked.
Or like having to like ask your man, can you go somewhere?
Whoa. If I said something to my friend and then she's like, yeah, let me ask my man, I'd be like, huh?
What, like ask your man for money or what? Because the fuck is you talking about?
Like, what do you mean by that? Ask your man what?
Like, he's not your father. What do you have to ask permission to leave?
Like, are you grown or what? Like, be so for real.
That's shit I would never understand. Like,
yeah, I would never. Cause I'm like, I just don't even understand. Like, I've never even felt the urge to even ask my parent, can I? Hello? And so you're going to ask another person who lived their whole life without you as well? Can I? What the fuck?
Like, what?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I'm so afraid. I'm just so afraid. And also, whenever I had an instance where someone told me that someone ended a friendship with them because they just up and, you know, ended a friendship with them. But it just happened that they just recently got into a relationship. And I had asked them, like, aren't you worried about them? Because they cut off, you know, all connection with you just out the blue. Aren't you worried? They're like, no. If that's what they want to do, I'm like, I would be mad worried.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't believe that someone you're with would tell you to end friendship. I don't care if, no matter the gender, like, I don't care. I think it would be crazy for somebody to tell you instantly, if you want to be with me, you got to end friendship with so-and-so.
Like, why? Like, that's so weird.
Because I would just be like, well, I guess I'm not being with you, dumbass. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-mm. That's too much.
Yeah, like, that would scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, why? No, now it feels like you're being isolated.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't like that.
Mm-mm. That's so scary.
Yeah. I'm like, oof, that would worry me down because I just don't like when people have too much to say about what I gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, I get it. People, that, you know, parents have a say, supposedly. And shit like that, you know, but like, I feel like certain things, like, this is so random, and we were supposed to end this, but I'm gonna continue talking, whatever. I was talking to somebody at my job, right, and then he had said something about, because we're from the same place, and then he had said something about, like, the way I talk, and he was like, you know, you're very, like, blunt, and I was like, I don't really think I'm that blunt, though. Like, I really don't. I'm very not blunt. I think I'm very nice. Tonight, I'm a very nice person, to be honest. Cause I'm never like aggressive to people for no reason.
I wouldn't say it's aggressive. It's just more like straightforward, I guess.
I don't know if I'm straightforward like that. I really think so.
You think?
You think I'm straightforward like that? Like, I really don't think so. Because I'm like, I don't know. But he was saying, like, I'm so, like, blunt. And he'd never met anyone from our culture who's that blunt. And I was just telling him, I'm like, because at the end of the day, I think it's crazy that, like, for example, I've seen, like, comments. And I know that I've talked about this before, but I've seen, like, comments on a video where someone was like, oh, I want tattoos, but my parents said I can't. When I see that, I'm just like, what does that have to fucking do with them? And I start to cringe when the kid is like, but they're my parent. I'm like, but are they in your body? Like, what does that have to do with shit? Especially when they're grown.
Yeah, if you're grown, like, that's a totally different thing. But I guess when you're, like, underage.
Yeah,
like,
I get it when you're underage.
Yeah.
But like, if we the same age and you talking about my parents, I'm looking at you sideways.
Like, you're 20-something talking about your parents don't want you to get a tattoo or a piercing? Like, bruh, be fucking for real.
Like, you might as well have said, I don't want the piercing or I don't want the tattoo. That's fine. But to say, oh, my parents said, what does that have to do with them? Like, I'm scared, like, for you.
Like, I guess it's like, I don't even know what it is, but respect and culture and all this shit. So.
And this is why I can't do no culture shit. Because personally, if I don't like it, I'm not doing it. I don't really care if all the people, like, I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if everybody, like, that's the thing. Like, I think people should train children not to be so easily conformed. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really scary to be so easily swayed.
Yeah.
Like, that should not be a thing. You should question everything someone tells you. Yes, you should. adult especially, because first of all, I don't want anyone to feel like, oh, I should listen because they're an adult. No, fuck them. They're old as shit. They're decrepit. Just because they're decrepit doesn't mean they can tell you what to do. Like, what? I'm like, what the fuck? I just think it's crazy. And I get it. Respect. But, like, as long as it's on my body, babe, you really have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Nothing of value that I would care about. Like, I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't do nothing to you. Like, I didn't kill you at the end of the day. You know? Like, I didn't beat your ass because I got a tattoo.
Right.
And if you don't like it, like, oh, like, then don't get one. Thanks. Like, I just really love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Life is so difficult when you're like me, bruh.
All right.
I'm sorry. Like, it's just hard because I just don't care. Like, I can't. Like, I can't have somebody tell me something and then me be like, yeah, I think I'm gonna listen to that. No, I'm not. Like, I'm literally not listening to that.
You're hilarious, bro.
Because I know sometimes it's good. I'll listen to things that make sense. But mm-hmm. if I feel like it doesn't make sense, like, why would I listen to that?
Yeah.
Damn. It's a struggle out here, girl. Oh, my gosh. I want to get your opinion. Did you try Billie Eilish's new perfume?
I sprayed it in Ulta, and I'm like, it smells, like, leathery and, like, tobacco-y.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't wear it, but I feel like it would smell good on somebody else.
Right. I feel like it smells pretty good. I wouldn't wear it because it's kind of spicy. I feel like it's too spicy for my body chemistry.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then I'll start smelling very armpit-ish. You know, but some people's, like, pheromones, whatever, will mix well with it.
Yeah.
Just not me. I feel like it would just...
Same.
Yeah, but it smells pretty good. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just not my tea.
Yeah, she's just, it's not for me, but, you know, it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for coming to this episode. Long awaited. I mean, you know the vibes.
Literally.
Yeah. You know, if you have anything you want us to speak about, you can always, you know, reach out to us on our Twitter. We Don't Bite. Is it We Don't Bite Pod?
I think so.
Yeah. Cute. And I'm about to delete the Instagram because I never update that shit.
I'm screaming.
Honestly, anything on Instagram is actually absurd to me. I don't even keep up with my own shit.
No, literally.
Like, I'm not gonna post that. I'm so sorry. That shit is about to be deleted and removed.
Oh,
indeed. Y'all can find them updates elsewhere because it's never that serious.
Right. Subscribe to our Patreon, $5 a month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very slay, very cute.
Very cute. Thank you guys. Shania, promote mm-hmm. wherever you gotta promote.
Just follow me on Instagram, TikTok, all that, you know. Mm-hmm. Makeup by Shania. Yeah.
I literally have nothing to promote. I mean, you can follow me on my socials if you want, but I barely be on there for real.
Yeah.
Man, throw back when I used to be on air.
Right.
Oh, that was cute for like 2 seconds.
But now you're grown and adulting.
Yeah, like I don't even have time.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, thank you guys so much for coming. If you want us to talk about anything, oh, Shania, do you remember the phone number?
I do not.
Somebody literally said we never gave them the phone number.
I'm pretty sure I've tweeted it before, and it's like in the little bio thingy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll try and tweet it again, so then you guys get the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to call in, you can. If you just want to send us things we should talk about, you can DM us on Twitter. Or like our personal accounts, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to see the personal account ones.
Mm-hmm.
But the Twitter, for sure, you can DM us on there about topics that you would like us to discuss. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for coming, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.